This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Beautiful earbuds, thank you for coming back to another week of Analyze This. But before we invite you here to stay and fill your ears with our resonant voices, we want to talk about getting away.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, I'm talking about suitcases, baby. You know, away has a lot in common with us because away was founded by two friends.
Oh my God.
And I think pretty much that's it, though. That's where it ends.
Well, no, they clearly were people who wanted to have their phones be on.
Much like we do when we have our phones fully charged.
Right.
When we're traveling. Mm-hmm. And that's how they came up with this great idea, which is to have suitcases with plugs in them.
Amazing.
I mean, one time I came up with an idea for a pen to have whiteout on the other side of it. I tried to patent it, but I was like seven. I know. It's tough. Listen, but you know who did get their idea off the ground? Away.
Oh.
Yeah, thank you. Away Luggage, where you can choose your luggage from a variety of colors and sizes. The carry-on, the bigger carry-on, the medium, or the large.
Yes, and Away suitcases feature a compression system that's great for overpackers, which for sure. Mm-hmm. They have 4 360-degree spinner wheels that guarantee a smooth ride. I know that's very important to you, mm-hmm. Hannah Hart.
Oh, yeah, I like to sit on my suitcases.
A TSA-approved combination lock is built into the top to prevent theft. And the most exciting thing that will never stop being exciting, a removable, washable laundry bag to keep your dirty clothes separate.
Oh, man, that's great. So you can just take the laundry bag out and wash it all in the bag?
Oh, that didn't even occur to me, but yeah.
Now they're just telling us to clean ourselves. Well, guys, if you want to clean yourself, but you don't know whether or not you can live with or without it, it comes with a 100-day trial.
Wow.
So you can travel with it. You could give it a whirl. And if you decide it's not for you, you can return it for a full refund with no questions asked.
Also, free shipping on any Away order within the lower 48 states.
Away has a special promotion right now for our wonderful earbuds. For $20 off a suitcase, just go to awaytravel.com/Hanalyze and use the promo code Hanalyze at checkout. Wow, $20 off a suitcase. That's substantial. Let's start the show. Question for you, Hannah Gelb.
Yes?
Okay, if you were going to have theme music, mm-hmm. i.e. like you enter into a room and a song plays, what song would it be?
Gosh, I've never thought about this at all. It would be Voodoo Child by Jimi Hendrix.
Voodoo Child by Jimi Hendrix? Wait,
yeah.
Give me a little bit of it.
But the intro, it's like all instrumental, you know? It's
well,
like,
give me your best instrumental.
Like, that was terrible.
I felt the Hendrix vibes. I felt them from over here. I felt them.
Yeah. Well, what about you, Betty? What's your theme music?
I think it changes with the wind. I would say that.
Of course. You would say that.
I feel like some days it's like.
Some days it's like. Everybody hurts.
Yeah. And then some days it's like, you know, if I walk into a room, I just want everyone to feel good. And so I'd be like, sugar, da na 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 na, oh, honey, honey, da na 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 na. And then I'd be like, haha, that was actually just a secret segue. Because today's episode is all about sugar with special guests from Thug Kitchen. But before we get there, we have some other sweet news we want to share.
Right. We are going to have occasion to have our own theme music. I don't know if that's going to happen, but we will be touring in California.
Yes.
Yes, we'll be in San Francisco, Pomona, and San Diego, my hometown. And I expect all my high school graduating class to be there. So you know who you are.
Yeah, and you are most assuredly listening. Guys, if you want to come check out Hanalyze This live Friday, September 21st in San Francisco, Saturday, September 22nd in Pomona, California, or Sunday, September 23rd in San Diego, be sure to go to HanalyzeThisLive.com and get your tickets or your special meet and greet package and both or whatever today.
That's right. Also, September is my birthday month, so it would be a great gift to me.
Yes. It's also Beyonce's birthday month.
Don't even think about me. Do it for Beyonce.
Yeah, do it for Beyonce. And if you guys don't live in those areas but still want to see Hanalyze This live, go on more tours, well, tell your friends that live in California to buy tickets to the show. Or maybe send it to an anonymous person as a gift. I would love to go all over the country and meet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I meet our earbuds, bro. You know?
That would be so fun.
I know. But you know what else would be fun? Starting today's episode. Hey, guys. This week on Hanalyze This, we're going to be talking about sugar and all of its wonders. But actually, I'm not even going to pigeonhole. I'm not going to pigeon us today. You know, I'm not going to do
Thank
that.
Thank God. I'm tired of you pigeoning us.
I'm tired of pigeoning left and right. Actually, today we're going to be talking about a myriad of subjects as we're joined by special guests, Matt and Melissa of Thug Kitchen.
Michelle.
Oh, okay. My God. Did I say Melissa?
People say it all the time. Or Michael, actually.
What?
You can say it.
Oh, my God. What? Were you worried about it and then secreted it into the room into my head?
It happens all the time.
It
also, Ashley.
Happens. All the
Melissa?
Time.
Yeah.
Wait, is there a Matt? Oh, wait. Isn't Matt and Melissa the name of a show? No, that's that Mike and Mary.
I thought for a long time it was because in elementary school, my best friend's name was Melissa, and it has continued my
Anna,
whole life.
I've triggered our guests. Oh, my God.
If it makes you feel any better, my roommate, Helen, who is English, whenever she tells anyone her name who's American, they're like, Eleanor. And people she's worked with for a long time send her emails that say, "Hello, Heather."
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay.
Anyway,
You should just do it. I just, oh, no. My faith is so weak. So Matt and Michelle.
Woo! Matt and Michelle.
Matt and Michelle of the best-selling cookbooks, Thug Kitchen, and their also groundbreaking podcast, Forked Up.
That's right.
Yeah, yep. I was a guest on a couple weeks ago.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, we
got a delight.
Thank you. It's true. You can call me Heather.
What did you guys talk about on that episode?
It's a blur to me. I don't know.
I think we talked about mental health and internet culture.
Yeah. Oh. And video games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, video
we're
games.
We're all about those things.
Yeah, because you were binging God of War.
Yeah.
And I have it, but I still haven't played it.
Whoa. Yeah. Really?
Yep. Dude. I've been on Far Cry. Have you played that?
I'm not playing any games until Last of Us 2 comes out. That's what I'm doing.
You're celibate?
Beautiful. Yeah, I'm getting clean. Okay. Yeah. I am, yeah. Because I got all the trophies in God of War. Did I tell you that? I got every single trophy.
No games until The Last of Us Part 2? Yeah, we don't even know when it's coming out.
You're not even going to fuck with Red Dead?
Probably going to have to play
There's a lot of good stuff coming out.
I do want to fuck with Red Dead Redemption. I really do.
That game fucks.
Yeah. It's going to be a banger.
When does that come out?
I think in November. It's around the holidays.
Okay.
You know, it's also coming out soon. I was just talking about video games out. Kingdom Hearts 3.
Can't wait. Cannot wait.
Kingdom Hearts 3. Are they going to do a karaoke version where you have to like sing into the microphone to do something?
It's not a bad idea.
It's a good idea, right? Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
It's not only not a bad idea.
It's a good
idea. Fantastic idea.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. I think so. Yeah, no, I'm trying to get clean because like sometimes you just overindulge in things in your life, you know? And for me, it happens to be video games, i.e. getting every trophy in God of War.
Because is there any greater thrill? Really, in life.
Oh, man, it felt awesome.
So at the end of it, did you get like another achievement because you got all the achievements?
Yeah, you get the trophy for getting all the trophies.
That's so wild.
Dude, yeah. That whole trophy system.
So genius.
Which I think came out with the PS3. They didn't do that before, did they? With PS2? I don't think so. That was a genius move on their part.
Any system of reward at all is genius.
You know.
Oh, I do everything for a pat on the back. 100%. 100%. You could put just like a gold star on a paper. Game over.
You're like, I did it.
Yeah.
You're like, every time you sign your bills, you're like, there we go.
Oh my God, it feels so good.
Made it
even
another
just
month.
Talking about it. It feels very satisfying.
Ooh, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Do you feel like you get the same feeling if you give yourself a pat on the back? Because if so, will you teach me how to do it?
Absolutely not.
There's no bigger bully, I think, than me. So like, why would I go to my bully for like positive reinforcement? You know what I mean?
Why are we like this?
Yeah. Exactly. That's why I tell myself. I'll do something awesome, something good. Everyone else can praise me for it. But then me, I'm like, you know, you're such a piece of shit, dude.
You could have done better. That's what we always, it's not great. It's not great.
Dude, I have a whole Okay. Yeah. Okay. I have a binder, out a binder about perfectionism.
Oh.
Yeah, we'd be talking about it later.
Nothing Wait, says perfectionist like having a binder is, on perfectionism, by the way.
There is a lot of paperwork in there.
Yeah. It's oh, I printed this out okay. at work. I put it in this binder. Wait, I went to the supply closet to get this binder.
That's really lovely.
Yeah. No, well, it's so amazing because I feel like there isn't a lot of like clinical knowledge about perfectionism. Mm-hmm. Like people, everyone knows what it is and talks about it, but I feel like to not be one, mm-hmm. to stop yourself, to change your habits is yeah. like no one knows how to do that.
Yeah. Well, especially
you
know?
They're like, have you tried not being that way?
Yeah. Well, and you get rewarded culturally so often from, mm-hmm. you know, being high achieving and all this stuff through the perfectionism. So it's hard to articulate
right.
why it's a burden in your life.
And I feel like I don't even have the benefits of the achieving. I'm just a perfectionist who never does anything because
I just have the anxiety.
I just have the anxiety and the not, well, I'm not even going to try because it's not.
You know, I
be.
Have a lot of friends like that though, who are such perfectionists that it'll stop them from doing oh. anything.
Yeah. Because they can't do it the way it should be in their head. Mm-hmm. They won't right. try it at all.
When I was like 8, we took my brother to sign up for soccer and all these other girls were like signing up for soccer too. And he's 2 years younger than me. And I remember just like, my parents were like, go, do you want to go sign up? I was like, well, no, these girls have already been doing it for 2 years. Like I'm behind.
Why
like,
how old were you?
I was 8.
8 and you already felt behind?
Yeah. Oh, so I was like, no. I can't sign up for soccer. Like they've been doing it since they were 6. They're going to be so much better.
Oh man. Why can't it just be about having the experience of playing soccer as a kid?
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I want to go back to a little 8-year-old world. Michelle being like, you're not washed up.
I know.
See, but that's like, the opposite of that I get when I watch the Olympics and I see someone who's like 32 or 33 do like an amazing move and I'm like, I'm 32. I could still make it. I could do this. 1 year of intense training, I'll be there. Yeah.
It's so hard to see people that make it to the Olympics and then, you know, the countries that don't celebrate the silver medal mm-hmm. that yeah. you think, and you're like, wow, now that's a level of perfection.
Oh, what is that, like Singapore or something?
Wow. Silver medal is really the first loser.
That's what people say.
That's but that's so absurd because yeah. just to get to the Olympics, you have to be so good.
Yeah.
It's like you're already better than everybody else.
Dedicating.
To like two people.
What's that going to do to your head, though? Especially for like a 17-year-old kid.
Yeah.
It's going to fuck your head up.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to go back to school and be like, I don't need this shit.
Yeah. Oh. Right. Dedicating your life to something that you don't know will like get somewhere. Mm-hmm. But then also, it's the Olympics. And you don't get paid.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like nobody, someone puts you on that path and then they keep you on that path. Like who's like of their all their own like
the crazy
I want to be this athlete and go to the Olympics. I feel like there has to be like a team of people who are
sure.
You know,
at a certain point, there's probably just momentum.
Maybe we should start
checking in.
We need to start a charity for Olympic athletes.
That is time well spent
for Olympic losers. Because winners, not losers, Olympic. Non-qualifiers?
Non-gold?
Alternative winners.
Yes.
That's what we call it.
Because if they don't get the endorsement deal, they don't get anything.
Yeah.
Speaking of Olympic sports, I don't know if this is one, but I recently found out this was a sport the other day. Have you guys ever heard of vaulting?
No. Vaulting?
Like jumping over the horse in Olympics?
It's horse gymnastics.
What the fuck?
Is it like dressage?
You're doing gymnastics on top of a horse.
No,
thing.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, it's called vaulting.
Where is it from?
Oh my god.
Like, what
probably
country?
rich yeah. land.
That's what I'm saying.
Monaco? I don't
what
know.
I'm going to guess.
Who invented this shit?
I'm going to guess.
First of all, to own a horse, do you have any idea how expensive that shit is?
Okay, I'm just
They're
showing
so
you
expensive.
Pictures really... of vaulting. That's somebody vaulting. Gymnastics
what
on horseback.
Hell?
For some reason, I feel like it's Canadian.
This is bored, rich.
How many injuries would you sustain?
I don't know, but man,
is the horse incorporated or is it just moving?
The horse is moving. Is the horse doing the splits
or
anything?
Does the horse do the little trot moves?
Yeah, horse is like doing its little thing, and then you're on the back doing your bigger thing.
How is that a sport? That's bullshit. Does the horse get a medal?
That's what I feel about dressage. Like, how is it that the owner of the horse
pay the
gets
horse.
A medal in What's that it? Olympic sport? It's the horse dancing.
Oh.
Where they do it in time and then they hop.
Yeah, first of all, ridiculous.
Yeah.
I feel like a horse
Second
should not
all,
have to
how
do
does,
that.
That noble beast.
The horse gets the medal. If
who
any, if we're
going to
make the horse do that. Yeah. The horse gets the medal.
I agree.
What would the horse want, though? Probably a medal.
To not do that.
Yeah.
Probably just
the
freedom.
Horse is like, what I want is to be in a field.
In no charge more, of you. Yeah. And stepping on your head.
No more saddle, no more bridle. Just fucking let me go.
The horse is like, I think you would look great in some braids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You don't see me braiding your hair.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect, guys.
This is all very much like sugar.
Well, smooth.
Thank you. Smooth and steady, just like our transition into this commercial break.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, pal.
You know, I have a great business idea.
Oh, do tell.
It's called Hannah's Hummus.
Oh.
And it's where we make hummus together.
Oh, my goodness. What kind of hummuses would we make?
Oh, my God. What kind of hummuses would we not make? Obviously, garlic, olive, lemon, spicy.
More garlic.
Like
roasted garlic.
Like beans.
Garlic beans. Beans or garlic.
More garlic.
Oh, my God. But how are we even going to let people know about all these amazing hummi we're going to make?
Well, we need a website.
Wow, websites? That seems so daunting. Where do we even begin?
Well, if you are ready to begin, you can get started with Squarespace.
Squarespace?
Indeed. With Squarespace, you can create a beautiful website to showcase your work. In this case, our amazing hummuses.
Yes, right.
You can blog or publish content, sell products and
hummus
services
products.
Of all kinds.
Hummus services.
You can promote your physical or online business. You can even announce a special product or upcoming event and so much more.
New hummus, limited edition hummus. Mm-hmm. Hummus that we didn't even mean to make. Sleep hummus.
Oh my God, discovery hummus.
Discovery hummus. It comes in a white box and you open it up and
Drunk hummus.
My drunk hummus.
My.
Wow, my God, we got to start making this website
today.
We got
it today.
But I don't even know how we would start. I mean, is there anything that Squarespace can provide that would help?
Squarespace gives you beautiful templates created by world-class designers. The ability to customize the look and feel with just a few clicks and everything optimized for mobile straight out of the box. Shit. That is how future we are. They already have it so someone can look at it on their phone. That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Oh, they also have 24/7 customer support.
Hummus support?
Yeah. It's really important to have a functional and attractive website when you have a business, unfortunately. That's
especially
the world we live in.
And like when you're trying to enter into a competitive new market, i.e. chips
hummus.
And dips. Okay, yeah. I mean, like, look, I got to tell. I'm thinking big picture. I'm thinking we make hummus, but we also make our own chips for the hummus. So what we're going to do is go to squarespace.com/earbuds for a free trial. And then when we're ready to launch, we can use the code earbuds to save 10% off our first purchase of a website or domain. Wow. We could do this, dude.
Dude.
We should definitely make the website before we actually start the business, obviously.
Right.
Yeah, maybe make sales go live. And then we'll have to meet just an incredible hummus demand.
Right. Yeah. And well, I know that we both struggle doing anything without structure, so that's a really good idea.
Thank God Squarespace has basically gotten it started for us.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll send us a blender?
Probably. Do you guys ever feel like you have to make a meal perfectly?
All the time.
Well, they're vegan too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever feel like if you eat something with butter in it, are you like, oops, not vegan anymore?
No.
Nah, that's a pretty, I mean, like we were saying earlier, how unforgiving we are with ourselves. That's a one line too far for us.
Mm. Yeah, because it's all for us. It's about reducing harm. Like being alive means other things, unfortunately, are going to suffer. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's just about reducing it.
How long have you guys been vegan?
It doesn't have to be all or nothing.
Right? 15 years.
Wow.
It's been about 6 for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you guys feel different when you went vegan?
You know, it's hard for me to say because I went vegan when I was 18, so...
You probably feel different about a lot of things.
Yeah, exactly. And it was, you know, everything was on fire, you know? Like, I was feeling all the feelings, so mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to say. It's the only way I know my adult body.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, for our earbuds who are not familiar with Thug Kitchen,
yeah.
Can you explain... what it is you guys do exactly?
The origin story.
So our whole idea is just trying to get people to eat more vegetables. You know, we would love if you ate more of a plant-based diet, but it's not for people who are exclusively trying to be vegan. We're just concerned about your fiber intake and eating more veggies and trying to be a little bit more healthy.
You're like everyone's best parents.
And we don't use weird ingredients. We're just using stuff you can get at Ralph's or wherever because we both, you know, grew up like most people, eating like Stouffer's frozen lasagna. Mm. Like Matt hadn't seen real spinach.
Until I was like, I don't know.
Like spinach not yet cooked or microwaved
so,
or whatever.
So, okay. I thought, because this is my exposure to like...
You grew up in Houston.
To veggies as a kid. I thought that spinach always came like creamed, like creamed spinach.
or spinach souffle.
I thought somehow that was the veggie.
Okay, we should have everyone tweet at us their veggie discoveries, because they're out there. Like people,
huge veggie blind spots. Yeah. Especially if you were a kid of the 80s or 90s. Like that is just, there was, I never saw kale until I was like 21.
Yeah, I didn't see kale till college.
I went to my hippie friend's house, and his mom, like his parents were both hippies, and the mom was like, I'll make a spinach salad for lunch, and I saw it and I was like, the fuck is that? That is not spinach. And they were like, no, that's spinach. I'm like, there's no sauce.
So our all of our books and our blog, we're trying to talk to people like us who grew up knowing we wanted to eat a little better, wanted a better relationship with our food and by extension ourselves, but didn't think that we had the time or the money or any of those things.
We started the site in 2012.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it went viral in 2013. And then we got the book. Book came out in 2014.
And it's been crazy ever since.
2015, third book, 2016.
On the book. Did they say it was by Melissa?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. And I was like, guys, can we get it right when we publish in Canada?
Actually, guys, for the second printing, can we get it right?
Yeah. Side note, Hannah Hart, did you know that on the Pomona, because one of our shows for Hannah Live,
we're going live. Oh, we're going to do our first live.
Yeah, y'all have a tour
coming Pomona
up.
And San Diego.
Oh, man.
But the theater in Pomona, like, promoted it on their Instagram by saying, like, Hannah Hart and Hannah Gilbert. That's so funny.
How? I don't understand how that happens. No offense.
Do you have the night off then? Like, you don't have to work, or
yeah, right. Oh, is Hannah Gilbert gonna show? Right. Yeah, are you gonna be Hannah Gilbert?
Yeah, you just go as Hannah Gilbert.
Your alter ego.
Oh my!
Her last name is Gelb, G-E-L-B, and they're like, that can't be right.
I'll bet you that's what happened.
She spelled her own name wrong.
So my full name is Michelle Davis. Very, very common. But when I need to give a fake name to someone because I'm feeling odd, it's Melissa Davies, guys.
Oh,
Melissa Davies.
So close, and you might have misheard me.
Ooh. Yeah. I want to be like Ricky. Yeah.
Who is Melissa Davies like in your head? Like, what kind of person
she's
is
she? She's a badass bee.
Yeah. Ooh. Does she wear it? She just like exclusively wears tank tops.
Yeah,
that's not what I thought you were gonna say.
I thought he was gonna go trench coat.
I thought that was just such a mild suggestion. You're like, does she wear like pants?
Well, who's Michelle Davis in your head?
Michelle Davis.
Yeah, she has one sleeve. Tattoos, but not the other one's clean though.
Yeah, because you know what, she's got an office job.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I wish I could get a sleeve just for like a day and just feel it out. You know what I mean?
Test drive it.
Test drive it. Because if you don't know this, guys, but Matt has got sleeves on both of his arms.
Covered in tattoos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you get them all at once?
The whole concept was pitched to the artist, and she was like, yeah, I love it. I'll do it. And then it took probably 3 years.
Shout out to Carrie.
Carrie Barba.
At Outer Limits Tattoo in Long Beach.
She's a badass bitch, man. She's like the queen of ink. Yeah. She's been doing it for 40-something years?
Yes, she owns the tattoo parlor. It's the oldest continually operating tattoo parlor in the country.
In the United States.
Wow. Yeah. What?
And she is amazing.
She's very talented. She's actually a painter. And all of her artists...
This is turning into a plug for Carrie.
Yeah,
seriously.
She's
wait,
great.
What's the concept behind the tattoo?
So it's all... Yeah, it's just all nautical.
I see a ship. Very nice. I see a lighthouse. Oh. Is that a giant compass?
It is a giant compass.
Whoa. We got to take pictures with you and your sweet tits.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it's like the lighthouse is a self-harm thing. I've struggled with suicide, you know? So I've lost friends and it's the sort of... Yeah, and then the roses. It's my mom. We went and scattered her in the Caribbean, her ashes, and then... I have a certain number of roses on my arm, and that's all the family members that were there when we scattered her ashes. And the sinking rose is my mom. Mm. And then I have a large ship on my arm, and
the giant skull
there's
on the
a
face.
Skull yeah. that is the that's for hull
his,
of the ship.
That's for his love of skulls.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
It's a memento mori. You know, it's the reminder that you're
going to
die.
The looming specter of death at all times.
So,
respect.
Kind of dark. It's I don't know. Like people are like, beautiful. Oh, like it is. Yeah, but people are like, oh, describe your tattoos. I'm like, death.
Yeah. Like, it's coming.
Yeah.
That's so great, though.
I know you forgot for 30 seconds.
Yeah. Just a reminder.
Yeah, that's
no,
very
we,
cool.
We love to talk about death.
Oh, all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
When we're not hopped up on sugar.
Yeah. Oh, sugar. Right. Sugar. The topic of the podcast.
I did manage to not eat sugar for 10 days straight. We were going to do it together, but then Hannah had a Mind Drunk Kitchen, I think, where she made a sugary thing. And literally, like, day four, I was like, I don't think I can do
so
this.
So what were your parameters? Was it just no added sugar? Did you have fruit?
Yeah. It
natural
was,
sugar, okay?
Natural sugar is fine. Just no, like, cookies, ice cream,
no processed
chocolate.
Sugar. Okay, cool.
Like, sugar, like muffins.
Like cane sugar. Yeah.
Yeah, and we just kind of wanted to see, like, it wasn't, I don't know. I don't know if our goals, we had any expectations. It was more like, well, let's just not consume processed sugar for 10 days and see if that has any effect on our bodies at all. Because the amount of sugar that we eat, like these days, as opposed to like back in the day,
it's crazy.
It's totally disproportionate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, especially it's just the passive consumption, which is what really gets you if you buy, you know, shelf stable salad dressings or spaghetti sauces or any of those things. There's so much sugar in there that you don't even realize. It's not that you're choosing to have a cookie, it's like all that hidden sugar that you're eating.
Sugar is certainly something. And then, how many products when I went vegan that I would turn to the back and like, why the fuck is there milk in this? Yeah. There's no reason.
Yeah.
There should be dairy in this.
Yeah, there was one time I was getting like some roasted peanuts. And so you'd think it'd be peanuts and salt, right? And then it had like milk powder in it. And I was like,
you're like, oh, they added mayonnaise. Yeah. Like, who does that?
Yeah.
Like, we put some baby cow in there.
Yeah. I'm like, that's not even a vegan thing. This is just a curious human thing. Now, why?
Yeah,
but sugar is a huge culprit of that. Yeah. Just passively eating stuff, you don't realize how full of sugar it is.
I think it's all a conspiracy of the man to keep us down.
It's big sugar.
You're like, no, it's not a conspiracy. It's just like straight up.
Well, how did you
feel?
They're
like, stay sad and fat.
Yeah.
How was your, because you got a bit of a sweet tooth, you know?
Oh my God.
Well, yes, I do. Was there like a body reaction? Were you like, I can't sleep? Like,
or you like disproportionately consumed by the thought of having it?
I think I was consumed by the thought. Because I normally have, well, first of all, I like to start off by saying, I think when my mom was pregnant with me, she taught me how to love chocolate.
Yeah. Wait, pass the book.
I learned from the best, and I grew up like with a chocolate cabinet, and she has chocolate all the time.
Whole cabinet.
Yeah, a cabinet.
I'd like that.
It's really cute, actually. When we went on a family trip, she was like, I don't know if I brought enough chocolate for this trip. It was like 5 days, and she had like 9 chocolate bars. Also like 120 pounds. So,
what kind of like candy or chocolate was it?
Well, dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate.
We like dark chocolate.
Yeah. I like dark chocolate.
I did notice like the first 3 or 4 days were very hard, and I constantly wanted it after every meal. Like, that's when I've like trained myself to have it. But then after a while, I was like, oh, that need kind of went away. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whatever it gives me, I was completely imagining.
Yeah.
And then I ate it again, and now I'm just back to my normal self. But I recall having that experience.
I knew I was getting old when I would eat something and be like, oh, that's too sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I could hear like my 10-year-old self be like, you, what? Like, you've changed.
It's like Bruce Banner, the Incredible Hulk, are fighting. And you're like, no, what do you mean no?
I was at a state fair last weekend, and I wanted a lemonade. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, this is who I am, which is an asshole. I went up to the stand, and I was like, hi, can I get like a dash of the sugar, but not actually a lot at all. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, I've already made it. And I was like, oh, it's pre-made lemonade. And they're like, no, like, and they shows me the bottom of the cup. And the bottom of the cup was like, I would say like a solid quarter cup of sugar.
Yeah.
Damn.
Was in the bottom of the cup.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh yeah, I will take like, can we just like dump most of that out? And
he
was
like, just cut it with water or something. Yeah.
I was like, can I just dump most of that out? And he was like, you want me to dump out the sugar? And I was like, yeah,
this is the Midwest, by the way.
Yeah, and I was like, just dump it out.
Just
and
kidding.
So he like pours it out. And there's
and
only
then
like,
put it in a syringe.
Yeah.
And then give me the syringe.
And then, inject it. And then so there was just like a little bit of sugar. And I was like, great. And then he made it with lemons and water. And it was delicious.
Yeah.
Because it's like your sugar standard gets so high the more sugar you have.
Right.
Which is how you end up with like
and
the big gulp.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Well, it's the same thing with salt too. I mean, it's because
whoa. We don't besmirch our Lord.
Blasphemy. this house.
Oh, Lord, what it does, save your salt.
What it does to your taste buds, you know?
It's I just don't like, know about that.
But it's the same thing with sugar. It's like once you can't taste anything else. It's like fruit does taste good and sweet if you get your sugar like detectors low enough. Mm-hmm. But if you're having frozen Snickers all the time, like, oh. I mean, I know Snicker. How to pick them. You know, a peach can't hold up.
Yeah. That's so true.
Yeah. God. But the oranges used to be like a sweet dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Apples and cheese.
Yeah.
That's my fave.
Apples taste like paper now. Just kidding. I stole that from
my taste buds were super nuked from like my very Western diet of like frozen pizza and Red Bull. And then when I
that's where I met him.
It's the bro diet.
And you thought, I bro love diet. This.
Yeah, yeah, I was she's like, end of this.
Heart.
Yeah,
that's your heart.
Sign me up. I went vegan. I was cooking more. And like Michelle was saying, you pay attention to what you're putting into the food yourself. Now I can, like, if I have a sip of a soda, I'm like, whew, that's too much. Like, it's, I can taste everything and it's a blessing and a curse. we go to a restaurant, I'm like, this dish is way too salty.
Oh, yeah. No.
Restaurants? Oh my God, I've just turned to my parents. Restaurants oversalt their food. Like,
because it's not good food.
See how old we're getting? Yeah. Things are too sweet. This is too salty. Yeah, is it humid in here?
But I can't get enough of spice, though.
Yeah, thank you.
But,
yeah.
So, is it just that your taste buds get inundated, or like can people get like addicted to sugar?
Both.
Really? Oh, it's addictive for sure. Oh, I don't think it's like as addictive as like cocaine, but
like caffeine.
It can, exactly. And you get stuck in that feedback loop. But also,
well, what feedback does sugar give you?
Like sugar high. Like it brings up your blood sugar, and then you crash really hard, and so then you're going to crave the food that's going to end that the fastest,
which is
sugar.
Wow,
that's so weird.
So it gives you like we as a culture have eaten so much sugar we might not have ever reached the high, which, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's like, you know, when you get like a little kid a pixie stick and they're like, ah! But like yeah. So many people don't process that energy and we just gain weight.
Yep.
And we as Americans are just like sugar. And then the high is just your body being like, ah, more fuel for the bucket.
Exactly.
You know?
And for me, you know, I was always raised with like, it's a treat. You know, and so like, oh, I did a good job at school. We go to Dairy Queen. I get a dip cone. Like, oh, you know, my brother won his soccer game. Dip cone. Like, oh, and you get like a little bit of this and a little bit of that. So now I'm very trained to like want a treat, a little sugary treat after I do anything good.
Mm. I took the trash out.
Yeah.
You know what? That's an ice cream sandwich.
Also, if things go bad, I want a treat too. I was like, you know, today was a hard day. I think you deserve a treat, Michelle.
Yeah.
So no matter what, Michelle deserves a treat. And then I get stuck in that feedback loop. And so then I have to like retrain myself of like, it's not a party if you do it every day, number one. And like, what else could be a treat?
Oh, man, the blessings of novelty.
Yeah.
This is what's sad for me. I feel like I don't know what could be a treat besides that. Like, what else is there? Like,
besides dark chocolate.
Besides going into mom's suitcase full of chocolate.
Besides chocolate or like a beer, I'm like, what am I going to be like? I'll go brush my hair in the mirror. Or like,
yeah, that's 100% my lifestyle. Yeah.
We all go for a little brisk walk. That'll be a nice reward.
You could go get a Surge soda.
God. What's Surge soda?
Surge? What?
You don't know what Surge soda is?
Mm-mm. Oh my God, it's the most disgusting.
So it existed at the same time as Mountain Dew, but it was so much more.
It has more caffeine and more sugar. It was like an early 90s soda. And when I would have sleepovers in the Bay, girl, you're from the Bay. What are we doing?
I mean,
it's like,
you would recognize
before Monster Energy drink existed.
And we would just get hopped up on six packs of friggin' Surge.
Okay, I'm looking at a green can.
Yep.
With, it looks like a bad guy from a like 90s.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Children's show.
It's like if the Joker made a soda.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, and it looks like a fake soda in a video game.
It does. You know? It looks like nucleo bomb. Like this, but again, but also like, and I don't know if it's just because I was like I'm a squeamish kind of person, but like I don't want to drink that.
Oh yeah,
you know,
it's
same with Mountain Dew.
I wouldn't as an adult. Mm. But when I was in the seventh grade,
drink like two or three of those a day.
What?
Yeah. Get fucked up, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But don't you think that must mess up like your glandular development? Like, I wonder if you have a lot of sugar, if you have a lot of caffeine early on in your child, like in life, you might be setting your bar. And I'm a doctor. I don't know if you guys know this.
Yeah.
But you might be setting your bar to a place that your body is like, okay, well, you know, they used to tell us like caffeine, don't drink coffee as a kid, it'll stunt your growth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, what if having a lot of sugar as a child or a lot of caffeine as a child makes it so that it's even harder for you to feel happy as an adult?
I mean, I definitely think that you are depleting yourself in a way that you have to be mindful to undo as an adult. I mean,
can you undo it or is there no hope?
No. I mean, just the way we can regenerate our taste buds and so many other things. I do think that, you know, being thoughtful about what you consume, because these things do become part of you. Like, do you want to be made of fruits and vegetables and like whole grains and all these things? Or do you want to be made of red vines and crunchy M&Ms? Like,
yeah. And I think especially with really sugary stuff that I've seen with my friends and family back home in Texas, a lot of people there are, I don't want to say more overweight than they are here in LA. Like, it's just the different culture and it's a different food, but like they become dependent on that soda or whatever it is to sort of like, well, I've been drinking this every afternoon for the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. And then,
well, and then to stop, you feel really shitty.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying, is to become dependent on. Yeah. It's like, I can't exist without that afternoon soda. I'm not me.
So we're equating it with like, oops, like dieting or lifestyle changing. Yeah. Not dieting, because that's temporary, but like lifestyle changing. But really, right, we should be equating it with like addiction recovery.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's like, hey, right, I'm trying to quit soda.
Listen, anything that like fires the neurons in our brain telling us, hey, you feel great right now, in about 45 minutes you're gonna crash. If that's a reward system, if you get hooked on that, no matter what it is, whether it's hard drugs or sugar or food, you are addicted to something because you're fucking with your head.
Most people are so busy and are just trying to get from moment to moment to moment. Like, why are they going to spend the time to feel like shit for a couple weeks, you know, trying to kick their morning Coca-Cola?
If you have a really dissatisfying job and you're just like, if it's like, okay,
give
well,
me one comfort.
Yep.
Mm.
Right.
Oh, well,
I mean, they just said the case with video games.
Yeah.
They said it is addictive.
Yeah. It is addictive. But I feel like the addiction of video games is more like the habitual addiction rather than the chemical addiction.
Yeah. For sure.
You know, but I feel like sugar is something that is both chemically and habitually addictive.
Absolutely.
Like, and it's so readily accessible.
And it's in front of you all the time. You're constantly being advertised.
It's like being shoved in your face.
Yeah. It's like, are you sure you don't want this giant thing?
God, they're so nefarious now. I saw at Pete's, they have these cookies that are like 14 grams of protein.
Yeah.
And it's literally a cookie. Like a huge ass cookie. And a serving size is half of it. Like, no. And, but it's like, I bought one because I totally was tricked by that. I was like, well, oh, it's like a health food. Like,
oh, how it's was gluten it? Free. And it's like, there's 17 cups of sugar.
Like, yeah. Oh, wait, how was the cookie?
It was all right.
It was just okay.
You know,
wasn't even that good?
I don't think it was. I don't think it's not. On my top 10 cookies of all time.
Oh, no. But what about your top 10 power bars?
Probably better than a bar, I guess. This is such a depressing conversation. Oh, God.
It's weird that they're putting protein in a cookies now.
Yeah, that's...
It's like a big selling point. It's like we consume way too much protein.
And I think the first ingredient was like, you know, it's not like almonds. It was like oat molecule powder.
Delicious.
Like, you know, just weird. Yeah. Did you... Like fingernails or something.
Did you feel like when you... did your like no sugar for 10 days or whatever, did you feel any different mentally? Soul-wise?
Were you counting down the time to get
I
sugar?
I was counting down the time. But I have to say it was helpful because in the past I've been like, I'm never eating sugar for the rest of my life. And then on like day two, I'm like, fuck it!
That's all our perfectionism. Because it's so hard too. Because it's like, you're like, if you had like, if you're like, ooh, I'm going to go 21 days without blank or whatever. And then day three, you're like, oh, shoot. I ate a cookie and might as well just stop.
Yep. Yeah.
But see, 10 days was perfect because like if it was like day four, I would be like, I just have six more days. You know, I was like, I can have it when this 10 days is up.
I think if you're ever trying to make a lifestyle change, like you're trying to drink more water or to eat more plants or, you know, lessen your sugar intake, like don't make those hard, fast rules and those big declarations.
Nah, you got to be like kind to yourself.
Yeah. And allow yourself like an opportunity to fail. So be like, okay, you know, I'm going to try this during the week.
Mm.
And then on the weekends, like whatever happens is whatever happens. And then slowly but surely, you know, those better choices will kind of get ingrained to where it's not such a big deal. And because you have a built-in way to kind of release that like cheating like everybody wants to do, you're not so apt to do it.
I hate when people say that though. It's like, oh, this is my cheat day. It's like, just fucking
no, you're
live.
An adult.
Like,
you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, you can have ice cream. You can have a beer. It's fine. Like,
yeah, right. People are like, oh, you can't eat this a lot to me, you know, because I'm vegan. I'm like, no, I can eat anything.
Yeah.
Like I, every day I choose maybe not to have that.
Yeah.
And if I want to have it, like, guess what? I'm an adult. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. Including yeah. being kind to yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And by giving yourself fault lines. And being like, God. This is my room. This is my wiggle room.
Yeah.
And because, yeah, it's like the perfectionism stuff. It's too impossible to achieve 100%.
Yeah.
I feel like every single thing in life comes back to how do you treat yourself? And mm-hmm. I'm like, no wonder I can't do anything.
Well, what we can do is our last and final break in this episode. There's three ads in this
Holy
episode.
Shit.
Thank you guys. Thank you guys for listening to all of them. I really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And here it is right now.
Hannah Hart.
Yeah.
I'm at that time in my life when I need to buy underwear.
Why? Because you've left them too many errand places?
I wish that that was the case, but mostly they're just really old.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes you just gotta like cycle things out, you know?
You know, you gotta upgrade for your soul and stuff.
I don't have any underwear from like college, and surely, do you have some of the same underwear since college?
I have a pair of underwear from high school.
Whoa! My friend, you need to upgrade.
I do. Luckily, there's Tomboy X.
Ooh, tell me
yes.
more.
Yes, they have bikinis, briefs, boxer briefs, trunks, boy shorts, soft bras, racer back bras, pretty much anything in any style that you could want.
Wow, and a variety of sizes, all mm-hmm. ranging from extra small to 4X. So, Hannah, really, what's stopping you from upgrading your underpants?
I think fear of change.
Ah, well, guys, if you're ready to change... Make sure you head to tomboyx.com/analyze and check out their special bundles and pack pricing. That way you can get a bunch of different bundles. Try a little of this, try a little of that. Not really put yourself in a box, right?
Right. No, this is underwear is all about being who you are.
Yeah, and discovering who you are through a variety of different panties. Again, Hanalyze This listeners will get an extra 15% off with the code Hanalyze. So use the code Hanalyze for an extra 15% off. And as always... Hannah Gelb, this is directly to you. Ditch whatever you're wearing or not for a pair of Tomboy X underwear. Go to tomboyx.com/analyze. You gonna do it, buddy? Or you can just come over and just take what you want, you know?
Thanks, man.
No, no problem.
You're a true friend.
Yeah.
I should probably support them, though. Yeah. They support us.
Oh, wow. Ah, and ain't that just the way?
Hey, get it?
Yeah.
Support.
Well, that was too good. We gotta go back to the show. Back. Okay, as we wind down our delightful podcast, I was thinking we could all talk about what some of our favorite vegan foods are.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I want to know how you guys met.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I asked Michelle out at an airport.
Really?
Yeah, we met at an airport.
What? Were you like landing at the same airport?
Were you like Melissa?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, you stupid hoe. No, he tried to give me a tray in the security line at SFO. And I was like, oh, that's not like I figured he was going to pull something out from his bag or whatever, you know. And I was like, get over yourself, Michelle. That's not for you. And then
I was like too shy to actually be like, here you go, ma'am. Like I couldn't, you know what I mean? I was just like putting it out and like shaking.
And then we happened to be at the same gate, flying back to LAX, and he chatted me up at the gate. He pretended to have read the book I was reading,
which what was
Flannery O'Connor, Everything That Rises Must Converge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, guys, you didn't know?
Yeah, obscure. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your girl's hella smart.
And then wait, were you like, how did you, were you like, oh yeah, converged?
Yeah,
exactly. Because that is a bit of a vague. I mean, you can't even really get like that. It's not like the dog like, that went to the house.
Yeah, no, he
O'Connor. Yeah,
yeah. He would you were like, oh, you reading that for school?
Because I had read O'Connor for a creative writing class in college.
Oh,
so I recognized Flannery O'Connor, and I'm like, here we go. This is my in.
Oh my god!
Yeah. So then she was like,
making me believe in love.
She was like, no. Like I got it from the LA library, and I was like, cool. She lives in LA, so like just in the first few sentences we had, I was like, all right, I got you pinned.
Yeah, wow. He didn't, but it's fine.
Yeah.
And then they called my row. I shook his hand because my game is strong.
Yeah.
Got on the plane, was like, whatevs, and then
he thought I This is that. This I just recently cut my hair, and you were like, "I haven't seen you like that since we met."
Yeah, he has his hair cut short again.
Do you remember like a month ago? Like it was like it was long. Super long.
Yeah. Yeah, so he cut it, and I was like, "Oh, he's like a child. Like I can't."
She thought I was out of basic.
Yeah.
Well, describe your hair for our podcast. This is very short.
Yeah, it's very short.
It's a buzz cut. Yeah. Yeah. I just chopped 18 inches off to donate. So.
Whoa.
And I lived in San Diego for a long time, so you know I'd meet a lot of guys who were just out of basic
military
or whatever.
Boy.
And so I was like, "No, I'm an adult woman now. Like I can't be raised in another man. Like I'm not doing this." And then he asked for my number at Baggage Claim at LAX.
I was like, "Yo, what up? You want to write cookbooks or?"
He
like...
pretended. Actually, you'll love this. He pretended to not remember my name.
I was like, "Excuse me, Melissa?"
Yeah, no, for real. He's like, "Oh, it was And I was like, "Michelle, please, like you haven't been thinking about it the whole plane
but then,
ride."
So wait. So then were you like, what switched to make you want to give him a chance?
I just laughed at him because he was so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then I was like, "Sure, whatever."
So you gave me a number?
Yeah.
Oh. How long did you wait to send her a message?
The next day.
Yeah, the next day.
And then a couple days later, we went to a mutual place that we were like, "Hey, just want to make sure you're not a serial killer.
Yes, want to make sure you're not a murderer." He wasn't. And
so far.
Yeah. And then, we dated for, 2 years?
Yeah, it was like a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah.
And we had separated before we got the book deal. And then we have just remained best friends ever since.
Yeah.
Wow. So,
Oh, wow.
And we have our separate lives and we support each other's happiness.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we
was just
well
our 7 year meeting each other anniversary, actually.
Oh, your 7 year anniversary.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
So, if there's any advertisement to being open to meeting new people, and, you know, because I think a lot of people have
talk to strangers,
have a lot of, you know, social guards up a lot of the time. But, you know, if somebody just have your eyes open.
Yeah.
That's all I say because, I mean, meeting each other changed our lives.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
also, God. The next person you see could be your business partner.
Yeah.
In life.
You know, and now we've written 3 books together. We run this business. Like,
Guys, and you also trusted your instincts, which are like, if somebody's making you feel like scared.
Yeah, then no.
Then no.
Right.
But also if someone, if you're getting a good vibe and like obviously use best practices, meet in a public place and do all of that.
Yep.
But sometimes strangers are just potential friends.
Friends you haven't met yet?
Oh my God. Friends you haven't met
yet. Oh my God. That is so delightful.
Guys, I'm so sorry. Is it too sweet?
No.
Was it too sweet?
It's like a bad Tom Hanks rom-com.
Yeah. Anyway, long story short, cauliflower pizza is my favorite.
You do a very good job of bringing you back to whatever we're supposed to be talking about.
Oh, no.
She's
no,
really
no.
good.
No, this is, we're supposed to be talking about everything that we just did discuss. And as far as I can tell, I mean, I'm just super happy you guys came and we're able to be so open and share so much.
Oh, I want to hear your favorite vegan dish.
Oh, okay.
Since you're, so the breakdown is that I do like the photography and she does the cooking and then we write it together.
Mm-hmm.
But like mine would be the chickpea noodles soup.
The chickpea and dumplings.
With the dumplings. Damn.
That'd be dumplings.
Yeah.
Chickpea. So it's a take on my my mom's family's from North Carolina. And so, you know, I grew up eating a lot of chicken and dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the roll dumplings, not the drop dumplings. So they're like really thick kind of noodles. Yeah. And I put chives.
I just listened to you describe food.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't even know. Yeah. Being raised in San Diego, I didn't have a dumpling.
Yeah. And so I make, and then the broth is... a roux base, so it's really velvety.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's the one thing that I cook for people, and they're like, there's no way that this is vegan.
Yeah, and that's in the first cookbook, and that's...
How do you make a roux without butter?
Wait, so it's just fat and flour. Right. So I do olive oil.
Oh!
Yeah, and so it's really delicious and decadent, but the fat content compared to what my Nana would make.
It's like a fraction. Yeah.
Oh my God.
A whole stick of butter just right in. Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, that's definitely like go-to fat pants comfort food.
That's,
one of my favorites.
That's like the holidays, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. So that's your chickpea dumplings?
For sure.
And then...
Oh, that's like... You're asking me to choose like a favorite child.
Yeah, shoot the rest of your children.
Yeah.
Only one can survive.
I will say I am a sucker for like homemade pasta and red sauce.
Mm.
Like every day of the week, you know, with like some arugula in it or some kind of green like tossed with the hot pasta so it all wilts together.
Mm.
I could eat that every single day.
Even just simple cacio e pepe.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you replace cheese? What would you put in that?
You know, it kind of depends.
Cheese.
She's got a thing with cheese.
I love it.
Yeah. for a lot of recipes where you want that kind of crunchy kind of Parmesan-y stuff, I do panko breadcrumbs that I toast with a little bit of salt, garlic powder, smoked paprika, and a little bit of lemon zest. Yum. And then you sprinkle it over the pasta right then. So you get that crunchy, like salty, umami, sweet, acidy kind of stuff.
And you can.
Yeah, so it scratches that itch.
You can make a bunch of that, keep it in a jar in the fridge.
Yeah, that's, and you shake it over a pasta at the end. And yeah, put a little nutritional yeast in it too if you want some of that funky, kind of vaguely cheesiness.
Yeah.
And it's really, really good. Yeah.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing.
Maybe we should try and be vegan.
Yeah.
I've thought about that for a long time.
Or just do like vegan Thursdays. A lot of times when people try to eat more plant-based foods, they focus on all the stuff they're not eating. Mm. If you're going to try to eat some more plant-based dishes and do one night a week or something, like, take it as the opportunity to try new stuff. Don't try to make fettuccine Alfredo.
Right.
Make something new that you've never had before.
It's the excuse like, well, I'd miss burgers. Maybe you, okay. Maybe
don't
you,
make
maybe
a vegan
burger.
Maybe you
eat too many burgers. Yeah.
Try something else. Because
and a lot of people, when they do that, they compare it. And that's,
you know, there's
that's
a lot
really...
of food that exists that's not animals.
Yeah.
Well, and people just don't know vegan what they just are. Because that's the way it is. Mm-hmm. You know, food that's been around for hundreds, if not thousands of years, that many different cultures, they just use rice and beans and, like, what we say all the time, herbs and seasoning is fucking vegan.
Hot sauce?
Hot
vegan.
Sauce is vegan.
You'll be fine, guys.
I think it'd be good to start out one night or one day a week of just being entirely plant-based, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or just people cooking more. We're in takeout culture right now. So.
Oh, and then, you know, the delivery culture hasn't made it any easier.
Oh, my God.
So easy.
Wait, what's your favorite vegan
come
food,
on.
Gilby?
Ooh, mine is...
Gilbert.
Also known as... Mine's this very simple butternut squash and black bean stew.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I love that stew.
It's the one stew I make.
Oh, I love
that
stew.
It's five things.
Do you have cornbread on the side with it? Because it sounds like cornbread would...
Oh, if I was capable of multitasking.
She makes a stew and it's great because then it's like, oh, good. Like, it's just always there. What do you
think? Oh, yeah. But it's just tomatoes. It's like not even, it's just like onions, tomato, like those, you know, an 18-ounce can of like plum tomatoes, mm-hmm. and then carrot and the squash and beans, and then like a little bit of chili powder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like it. Yeah, I don't even use broth, I just put water.
That makes it sound a lot. Okay, guys. Well,
we're ready for fall, obviously.
Yeah, we're ready for fall. If this podcast has left you feeling hungry, where can people readily access your books, your
cookbooks?
Anywhere
books are sold, it's on Amazon. We pride ourselves that it takes $0 to engage with our brand. We have a bunch of free recipes up on our site.
Yeah, we don't run ads on any of our social media, no sponsored content. Nope. And our website doesn't have any ads, so if you guys just want to try stuff out, go right to our website, thugkitchen.com, or you can buy our books wherever books are sold.
Yeah.
I love it.
Eat some goddamn veggies.
Yeah. that's all we want.
Yeah, and that's such important work because I feel like so many people do think if you're like, you know, you could try being vegan, they think you're saying, go. You can't eat anything ever again. But you could do like,
or they're saying,
this different person.
Or they're saying, bet you can't.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, I don't. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Guys, just, you know, you don't have to be a different kind of person. You can keep your same stupid sense of humor and just eat a fucking carrot. Like, not a big deal.
Yeah. I think that we created something that we wanted to see because I was like, I want to be vegan, but I don't want to own a yoga mat. You know what I mean? Like I use the bus.
Yeah.
Where's that vegan blog?
So we got you guys.
Yeah.
Got you.
Totes.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. This has been fun.
If you guys enjoyed this episode, click like, rate, review. Don't click like. That's not how this works. Rate,
but
review.
You can. And
subscribe.
Subscribe. Subscribe to this podcast.
And get your tickets to Analyze This Live.
Yes, you can get your tickets to our show at analyzethislive.com. We also have special meet and greet packages if you guys want to hang out with the Hannahs. Meaning myself and Gilbert.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.